All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I'm your host, Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music is played. That's the deal. So I'm here every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And we just heard one of my favorite local bands, and that is Slow Learners. I love that song. It's called When I Was Fun. And you can find that on their new record. It's called Grow On You. Yeah, now, Slow Learners are a three-piece. Two boys and a girl. The girl is the drummer. And yeah, they play around locally a fair amount. So make sure you check them out. Yeah, I'm here till 8. And I just, that song got done very quickly. And I'm just like, whoa. But that's cool. I've got some music here. So what do we want to hear next, folks? I'm kind of thinking I want to hear Tricky Woo. I think that's where we're going next. So we're going back to the late 90s. Yep. And this is a cover. It wasn't that long ago that I discovered that this was a cover. This was maybe, I don't know, in the summer sometime. I was like, I know that song. How do I know that song? It's called Making Time. And it's actually a song from, oh God, maybe the 60s. And I was like, no, that's the Tricky Woo song. That's what? That's a cover? You know, it's one of those things. So anyways, it is a cover. The song is called Making Time. Now, Tricky Woo are a band, were a band out of Montreal, sort of the late 90s into the 2000s or so. I think they got back together again a few years back for a tour. I don't think they're still together, though. Sort of garage rock and kind of bunch of guys. Yeah, what else can I tell you? Hey, if you want to call, you can call the station. The number here is 604-822-2487. And if you request something that is Canadian and cool, I will play it. If it's not cool, I will not. If it's not Canadian, I can't. Well, I can, but I won't, because my show is all Canadian. I think that's all I need to tell you. Okay, I now need to relax. Well, before I play this song, let me tell you how my afternoon has gone. I had a really crappy dinner, first of all. Just crap, like odds and ends. It was just like I get home and I'm like, what do I have to eat? And I got to get going soon. So I had leftover weird meatballs, and then I had two chicken nuggets. Then I had a few weird, hard, like old nasty fries. Then I was like, well, that's not quite enough food. So maybe I'll have some barbecue chips. Then I was like, well, then I had a whole bunch of chips. I'm just listening to my story going, what the hell? And then I was like, well, I don't know if that's quite enough. Because it really, the volume wasn't there of food. So then I had some, what did I eat next? I had four M&Ms, peanut M&Ms. And I was like, well, now I feel really disgusting. So I should eat an apple, because that'll sort of balance that all out. Like I don't know where my line of thought comes. So, because I thought, well, you know, I need some fiber. So I ate an apple. And then the apple was really borderline rotten, and it was really soft, and that just made me feel worse. And that's my story. So then, and then of course I'm motoring in to the station, and I left a little later than I wanted to, and I'm realizing, wow, the car is like really not even on empty, it's like on less than empty. The needle is like beyond, it's below the red. So, and I'm thinking, how did that happen? So the whole time I was very conscious of stepping on the gas. I was hoping I could coast down, but there was no coasting. And so here I am. I am here, just about to play us some Tricky Woo. So why don't I stop talking, and let's move on with the rocking. Oh my God, am I really that cheesy? Yes, I am. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
To believe it, but you say, cigarettes are not a 40-year-old asshole down on housewife. Eyes with a terminal solution. Your face is like a preview with September's television. And you're somebody's mama. Oh. Even if you're just too lazy, you said bomb and you're married somebody's dad. Secretary, why you stay home and kill your ex? Said it, there's another person, you're somebody's mama. Oh. Even if you're just a lady, you split the phone and you're married somebody's dad. Hey. You bought them and you take them, I show what I've been read.
All right, that right there, of course, was Vancouver, and that made me very happy. And Vancouver are a band who are not quite broken up, but they're still, I think they're on hiatus. They've been around for a while, and they're, of course, fronted by the lovely Eden Findeay. And that song I found on a compilation put out by Mint Records. And these guys were on Mint Records. And the compilation the song is on is called We. It's a Team Mint sampler, and the song is called Phone Calls. Now, before that, we heard the Pointed Sticks. We heard the song Somebody's Mom, and that song is on a CD I recently bought called Perfect Youth. Yeah, and this is, so the Pointed Sticks, you know, their heyday was back in like the late 70s, early 80s, They were a three piece, of course, composed of Bill Napier Hemme, Nick and Dash, local band. And I saw them back in like 07. They kind of reformed into a thing. We heard Somebody's Mom. Now that song is of significance because the band The Riff Randalls in the late 90s covered it. And that's how I kind of first knew it. Then we heard Tricky Woo covering the song Making Time from a record. That's another compilation I played it from. Serpent Gasoline. I think it was Volume 1 on Grenadine Records out of Montreal. Now the time is 6:47. And I have some guests who have stopped by. All of us, me and all you listeners, we have my lovely bandmate, Sarah Cordingly. Did I call you Cordingly, sir? You're not Sarah Cordingly. Sarah Cordingly is in spirit because she is here at the station in some place. She's the music director. Sorry, Sarah Lapsley, of course. Yes. I'm sorry. I have to explain. I'm in a band with two Sarahs. And so
it does get confusing.
Oh, shoot. Here we go. That would help if I put your mics on. So Sarah Lapsley is here. And we have Leonardo out of Brazil. Now, Leonardo is a faithful listener. Is that a nice assessment?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you listen a lot, which is wonderful. And all the way from Brasilia, correct?
Yep, the capital.
The capital. And you are here in Vancouver for how long?
I arrive on Saturday. I stay here until Sunday.
Okay, yeah. So like 8 days, I guess?
Yeah, 8 days.
Nice. Well, welcome. This is exciting. Now, you were here earlier this week.
Yeah, I was here on Monday on Exploring Head Movies with Gak.
Uh-huh.
It was nice. I didn't know what was coming on air, so he held me here for the whole 2 hours. So
cool.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm applying for a master's here at the journalism school.
Oh,
so
wow.
I visited the building yesterday. They were so nice to me. I had a warm reception. So anyways.
What's your favorite Canadian music, Leonardo?
Bindweed.
I have to listen to you guys first. I can go with the obvious choice. I mean, my New Pornographers.
New maybe? Pornographers, okay.
I bought their latest album today at Red Cat.
Oh,
so because I can't find it anywhere in Brazil. So
oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Real Bruisers.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one. So
cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I don't have any New Pornographers here with me at the time. Actually, Sarah knows like all the New Pornographers.
I know them well.
She knows them quite well.
Well.
Can we talk about your connection with because this is fascinating. No, a piece of Canadian sort of Vancouver rock history, if you will.
Ask me.
Fire away. Here we go. So here's some trivia. I want to say your first band. Let's say if I know this correct. Can I say this and tell me if I'm correct? So one of your very first bands was a band called The Crusaders.
Yes.
Okay. And now I'm the female Nardwar. From like early 90s?
Yeah.
And Carl Newman was a Crusader with you.
Yes. And so was Blaine Ferrier, who's in the New Pornographers.
Stop, it's funny.
And we were like a fake Christian youth group band. Awesome. And we covered Christian songs.
Oh my God.
And it was really cool. It's probably the coolest thing I've ever done until I joined
Bindweed. That's our band. Know it, folks. We're called Bindweed.
Yeah. So we put out like one little single on Scratch Records.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The Crusaders. Let's look you up.
There's another band from Calgary called The Crusaders.
I think I knew that.
There's a 7-inch.
I just looked up The Crusaders. I think this might be the Calgary band, though.
Probably. They were more like a funk kind of soul band.
Oh, no. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it's the single's probably somewhere in here in our singles area.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's because I saw pictures of you like on Facebook. Those are great.
Yeah.
And you looked like you were 10.
I know.
It's crazy. I mean, being like 31 to 10, that's like what, 21 years?
Sorry, I'm 42. No,
shut up. You're not working with me. Okay. Whatever.
What?
That was my phone.
That's the best ring.
Thank you. That was my Beavis and Butthead. That's my notification. Anyways, so here we are. The Crusaders. And yeah. Sarah, if I can keep talking about your musical past, is that okay?
Please.
She's like, yeah, talk more about me. then you moved into, was that pre Crevice?
Yeah, it was just, there was a bit of overlap, but yeah, after that, then Crevice happened. There's a Crevice song you could bring up on YouTube.
Can
and
I?
Play.
Let's play let's play this, because I
think it's called, there's a couple, but Going to Bleep, Going to Hell.
Okay.
That's not a swear word.
No, you're not bleeping out hell, are you?
Well,
no.
I started to.
Crevice, the band, and then I'm typing
K-R-E-V-I-S-S.
Yeah. That's what you need to know, folks. Spelled again, just in case people would like to YouTube this.
K-R-E-V-I-S-S.
Excellent. Okay, now I just creviced
There's
hell.
There's someone's here.
There we are.
Yeah, he's
going to hell.
Yeah.
There we go.
Going to hell. There you go.
All right, so let's listen to Sarah.
There is some swearing at the end of the song.
You can play songs with swear words. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
It's pretty extreme.
Is it? Well, good. That's even better. This morning, I listened to Kick Out the Jams, MC5. It was like the very first song I listened to this morning. And that
was Detroit.
Yeah, MC5. I know. That's my
We have kind of a Detroit connection.
We do. I know.
I love Detroit. I think we should move there and buy a house for $2.
For $2, yeah.
And just live there together.
Totally.
And like kind of scrabble out like a garden. And
exactly. And we could do that. We'll have a little community garden for sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I'm already into it. Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's just run away from our lives here in Vancouver.
And then we can go to my parents' house for dinner on Sundays because they're just across the river.
There was a really good Mexican restaurant in
Detroit. Yeah. There's Xochimilco's. That's in Mexican Town.
I think that's where we would go. It was like a huge event. Like if we went, if we crossed the border to go to Xochis, it was like.
It's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's so good. The salsa is very good. And then they have something called a flaming casiado, whatever, flaming
We're
cheese.
We're going. It's on the bucket list now.
It's awesome. You'll gain at least 1 pound. The next day you'll be like, oh my God, I just feel so gross. So, okay. So back to Crevice. So this band Crevice you were in was in the early 90s and it was like all girls, correct? Mm-hmm.
We did have a couple of guys join at certain times. We had Lenny. Now, Lenny was in an old Vancouver kind of punk band called Oversoul 7.
Oh.
And he was a great guy. He joined for a while and then he passed away.
What?
In an accident when he was traveling in Thailand. So
that was sad.
It was really sad. Oh. And we also had Kevin Keating on drums. He took over on drums.
Oh.
And he was a character.
Yeah.
So we did have a couple guys, but I think all told we had like 14 people in and out. At our peak, we probably had 8 or 9 people and 2 drummers. By the end, we were sort of like a tighter unit with maybe five or six of us.
And how many on stage at once?
Well, at our peak, it was probably 8 or 9.
So it's kind of like Superconductor in a way.
Yeah,
like
we were kind of a deliberate counter Superconductor.
Really?
Like I remember sitting, you know, and it's kind of lame because like they thought of it. Do you know what I mean?
You just reacted to it.
Like they were kind of, you guys should start like a female version of Superconductor and call it Crevice. And I was like, okay. And it's like, we don't know how to play guitars, but that's cool.
What a crazy story.
Yeah. And we kind of, we got tied in with that Riot Girl movement, but it was not deliberate in any way. Like we didn't deliberately say we're going to circumvent tradition by being in a band, even though we can't play. We just did that.
You didn't have like a mission statement kind of thing.
No.
Yeah.
And we certainly didn't come from any feministic ideology.
Right.
Unfortunately, I think I was just an ignorant kind of party girl.
Mm-hmm.
I still am.
I still am too.
No. But then we got invited to play the Olympia Pop Underground Festival, which was sort of like a magical
epic like Mecca.
Moment.
Yeah, Olympia.
Like that concert, though, itself, it was like Kurt Cobain and Bikini Kill. And so
Kurt was still alive?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Like, and then Nirvana was on. It was like a 3-day festival and we played one night and we made like a really big splash. And that was like that kind of launched us into the feeble career that we then had. But it was very a magical night and historical night. So it was great to be part of that.
My goodness, I'm discovering so much about my bandmate here and my very good friend. Wow. I've just got chills. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. There's some footage, but there's a documentary about K Records and Olympia.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're in that a bit. Yeah.
And you guys put out a single. Was it on K?
We did one on Sub Pop.
Oh, Sub Pop, okay.
And then we did one on Scratch Records, but we never did anything more than that. Then we broke up.
So on Sub Pop, you guys put out a single on Sub Pop?
Yeah, it was a split, wow. 7-inch with Mecha Normal.
Wow, crazy. That is crazy. Okay, well, we'll come back and talk more about your incredible rock career. Because you have a lot of stories.
I wish it was incredible.
No, but it is. And don't think it's not. Because every band practice I spend with this one is always... I always get a good story. There's always like a gem that's like, Sarah, you did what? And like the stories are just impressive and crazy and just...
We do have a good time.
We have a good time. We do. So let's hear some Crevice right now. Let's hear the song Going to Hell. And then... I'm just laughing because I'm just like discovering all this stuff about you. Okay. Let me turn this off too. That might help. Okay, so let's hear Going to Hell. And then we'll move on over to some more. Now, what is this?
What's that other music?
What is that? Oh my
gosh. That's the ghost music. Oh my goodness. It's coming on. Quite.
Okay, hold on.
It's like elevator music.
Okay, that's all off. Okay, CPU. Now that's off. So it's coming from over here. Okay, let me try this one more time. Okay, why? Oh, that's what that is. Okay, we're good. Okay, we'll try this one more time. So we'll hear some Crevice, as I mentioned, and then we'll move on over into some Eden Fine Day. And just to let you know, Eden Fine Day is playing a show a week from tonight, so Wednesday, and it's at a place on Main Street, something Flapjacks or Back Doors or something. I'll come back. It's like some weird place I've never been to. And I'm sure it's not weird. I'm sure it's awesome. I'm going to be there. And just look it up. I will look it up and I'll tell you the exact location. But for now, let's just listen to some Crevice and then we'll come back with some more information. All right. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm your host, Anita B., and this is Crevice. All right, that right there was a request. We got a request. The song we just heard was from a band called Sexy Decoy. The song was Seduce and Destroy. And that song goes out to, hold on one second here, my friend CJ, who actually did the show with me last week. CJ requested that song because it is his friend, hold on one second here, his friend Julian's birthday, the guitarist, today. So happy birthday, Julian. And there you go. That was Sexy Decoy. Now, let me continue and tell you that we heard, I think I told you this, Eden Finde with her song Things Get Better off of her album of the same name. So the title track from that record. And we are now going to move into listening to some modernettes. And this is off one of my very favorite double CDs records. It's called Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music from 1977 to 88. We're going to hear the Modernettes with probably one of the best punk rock, pop punk songs ever, Barbara. This song is awesome. So keep listening to my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm your host, Anita B. And I'm here until 8 o'clock. And until that time, let's listen to some John Armstrong and his band from sort of like the late 70s. Here you go. Modernettes. No, this is not the Modernettes. I'm not prepared at all. What song was that? Oh my God. That was not the Modernettes. That was something else. So let me find the Modernettes. What song is it? I thought I had it queued up correctly. Apparently I didn't. Okay, Modernettes. Here we are. Pointed Sticks. Well, let me just explain to you. Let me just tell you what songs are on this double CD. We've got bands such as the Dish Rags. We've got the Pointed Sticks. We've got No Means No, your friend's band. And by the way, Sarah is here with Leonardo in the studio here. And do you want to tell us, what was the name of your band, your friend's band? From way back when.
Oversoul 7. They're here in this booklet. Who is in it?
Is there a song on the CD? Because I don't see
it. Yeah, it's called One and One is Three.
Does it tell you what number it is?
It, no.
Because I can't find it.
Oh, here, disc two.
Disc two?
Track 19.
Oh, there it is, Oversoul 7.
Released two excellent records of melodic yet hard-driving guitar-based pop on Vancouver's Edge Records. The sophistication of Oversoul 7's songwriting is evident on both releases. Later unreleased recordings hinted at even greater possibilities, which unfortunately remained unfulfilled because the group's disbanded.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to hear that next. And let's just listen. Okay, we'll hear the Modernettes first. And then we will move on over to listening to the band Oversoul 7, which is the guy you were in a band with. The guy who was in the female Crevice band.
Len Morgan was a bass player of Oversoul 7, and he was in Crevice on bass for a while. And he passed away in about 1994 in a really freak accident in Thailand.
So sad.
It was really sad.
Wow.
And it was track was recorded in New Westminster. New West is the best. Shane Sharp, if you're listening, my New West pal.
And Shane Sharp we might be hearing some Shane Sharp guitar because I'm going to play some High Waisted if I can find it. I'm just trying to look for it. So if you're listening, Shane, we'll play your band. And until then, let's hear the Modernettes. I think I finally found the correct song. And then we're going to hear some Oversoul 7 and then hopefully some High Waisted. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Burr.
We're going for a ride on the 113. Turn right here, tell me, do you know the street? Let's go slower now to see who we can meet. On our right, we have a man who set us free. The flash of his wand, the desert turns to sea. Riding high on the wings of charity. We know this, and one is three. One and one is three. One and one and one and one is three. One and one is three.
All right, we've determined that that song just wasn't very good. We were just like, not so good. It's okay.
Sorry, Lynn.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a different time back then.
So,
that was a band called Oversoul 7, and unfortunately, we just decided to stop the song in the middle.
We made an executive decision to just kill it.
We just killed it. Oh. So that's okay. I don't think he's getting his 3 cents or... Let's just take that off my playlist.
He has a sense of humor. He wouldn't mind.
Okay,
there He'd admit it was crappy.
It was not very good. And we have Leonardo here in the studio with us, all the way from Brazil. Hello. Yeah.
What do you think of CITR so far?
I'm enjoying it. You know, it was when Gak showed me the record room here, I was blown away so many.
When Gak showed you the record room, you were blown away?
Yeah, I thought in my room I had so many vinyls. Look at now.
Nothing you have at home compares to the record room at CITR.
Yeah, it's actually bigger than my room, just the record.
Yeah.
And I store my
So you listen almost 24 hours a day to CITR.
No. No. Usually, since the time zone is kind of unfriendly, in the winter now, we're 6 hours ahead. So usually when I got home from work, I listen to the shows here in Vancouver, the afternoon shows in late evening. So that's why I listen to Gak, Tenardor, because it's still a good time. Matt Greenlands and... what else? Vals, who's coming
Vals
here.
Vals show, yeah. Anita. Nice. All right, so on Wednesday night, so it's a big...
Wednesday is the biggest day for
like
me.
Like Arts Report, Anita's show, Val's show.
Yeah, so, yeah. Sometimes when I can't sleep, I keep listening to Caroline, who comes next.
After Val.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. I'm up. 6 a.m. off to work sometimes. So I'm kind of like a zombie there.
Yeah.
I barely sleep. I sleep late night, so during the weekends I sleep more. But as long as my body doesn't complain, so I'll be fine with that. So, it's good.
All right. So, I've got a new song from High Waisted. Our friend Deb.
Oh.
And our friend Shane.
Whoa!
Remember, Deb's in that band. So High Waisted is actually playing a show with our other friend Sarah's band, which is our bandmate Sarah, accordingly, is in a new band called Ace Martins. She's playing drums for Ace, and that is going to be on Friday, the 29th of, let me double check here.
February?
The 27th of February, so 2 weeks from this Friday. Everybody needs to go out to, I want to say it's the Hindenburg, and it's like this music waste kind of like huge,
I thought it was a Discord or release party.
Is it? No, that's something else, I think.
Or is it the Fun Drive? Kickoff?
That's something else. She's playing that as well. She's doing that with Ace, I think. But this is the, I want to say it's a Music Waste Spectacular. There's like 18 bands or something ridiculous all one night. Sounds appealing. Everybody come on down. No. And so Sarah Cordingley is playing with Ace Martins. And then Deb and Shane are in the band High Waisted.
High Waisted are really awesome.
Yeah. So that's going to be a super fun show. And I'm going to play us some High Waisted right now. So Also go out to see them 2 weeks from Friday. Okay. Cause I think everybody is, there's tons of bands on that bill too. And I think it should be a good time. Okay. So let's listen to some Highway. So they have a new song out. It's called Hot Date. And you can find this on their Bandcamp site. It's it's hard to find though. So I'm telling you folks, it's Highwasted, HIGHWASTEDXO.bandcamp.com. So I couldn't find it otherwise. So thank you, Shane. And the song is called Hot Date. And let's give this a listen to on my show here. Sam Squanch's Hideaway on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hey baby, won't you come with me? I wanna wild night.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So I have a couple guests here in the studio with me. We have Sarah Lapsley. Hello.
Woo.
And we've got Leonardo.
Hey.
All the way from Brazil.
Yeah.
Hey, dude. This is awesome. Welcome. We just heard four incredibly good songs on one of my favorite Canadian labels. I'm a huge fan of Hosehead Records. That would be Patrick, who runs the label. Patrick is a young guy out of Toronto, and I just saw him do his little DJ night at
the Black Lodge.
A Black Lodge.
For some reason, he's like, oh, I'll come to Vancouver where it rains all the time.
No, but he likes Vancouver. He loves Vancouver.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I've had a few conversations.
He hasn't been here long enough.
No, well, he's been here, I want to say, since like the early summer, I think so. well,
that's a pretty short time.
That's true. But you know what? I am now liking Vancouver. When I first moved here, I was kind of iffy about it. I moved here knowing somebody, and then it took me a long time to call Vancouver home.
When did you move here?
A long time ago. 1997.
Yeah. Yes. I moved here in 1989.
Okay.
And the first year I was here, I was just like, I came from Ontario. Like, there's no mountains. I remember just freaking out, thinking it was paradise.
Really?
And now I'm like,
It's
so expensive, rain, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I mean, when you stay in a place a long time, mm-hmm. you kind of fall in and out mm-hmm. with it.
Like, you do.
Sometimes you love it and then you get sick of it for a while and then you love it again. And
yeah. When I first moved, well, here's the thing. I'm not even a big fan of the mountains. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a big mountain fan. And maybe it's because I've thought about this. I think it could be because I have claustrophobia. And I'm actually quite claustrophobic enough.
So the prairies would be an excellent place
Well,
for you.
Not the prairies per se, like not Canadian prairies, but like Windsor's a very flat region, and I like coastal regions. I just don't like the cold, and I mean mountains, like, because I don't ski, I don't snowboard, I don't like the cold.
Mm-hmm.
So mountains really don't, not like some people, like I'd say like 80% of people are think the mountains are majestic and amazing and all this, and I'm just kind of like, wah. Like, I don't know. I didn't move here for the mountains. So for me, it's just, you know, it is what it is. It's nice. Sure. I mean, I do like the Appalachian Mountains.
I just thought, like, the mountains aren't going anywhere. Like, they've been here for billions of years.
No, I know
and
that.
Hopefully will be for more. It was just a funny thought I had in my head.
No, they, yeah, you're
like, what are you going to do about the mountains?
I'm not saying I don't like the mountains. I'm just saying not.
Like, they don't turn you on.
They don't turn me on at all. I feel constricted, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like seriously, I feel like when I first moved to Vancouver, I felt like, where am I going to go? Like, being from Windsor, you've got Detroit right there. You've got London, Chatham. You've got Chicago, like, 4.5 hours away. You've got Toledo an hour away. You've got Toronto 4 hours away. Like, you can go to Cleveland in 4 hours. Like, you've got, you're sort of in the middle of a huge population spread out, like, you know, density. Here, when I moved to Vancouver, I was like, well, where do I want to go on the weekends? I'm like, well,
nowhere.
I could go to Victoria, and that costs a lot of money to go on a boat. Like, I was like, what? How much does it cost? How much to go on a ferry? I could not believe how expensive it was.
Or travel 12 hours to Calgary.
Exactly. And then I'm like, well, what's the next major city? I was like, Calgary? Are you kidding me? And then when I went to the interior for the first time, I was like, yeah, Kelowna. Like, okay, let's check out this place. And I was like, this is it. How many people live here? Because it's just kind of like a little town. I guess you could say I'm a city person.
Mm-hmm.
And then Seattle. Seattle's the best thing. I mean, it's weird. I don't know. I mean, I've gotten used to it, though. Now I get the Vancouver scene, but it took me a long time to kind of settle in. Baby. And sorry about that. My phone just keeps going.
When's the last time you've been to Seattle?
In April.
Oh, what did you do?
So I went with a family. And what do we do? Oh, just did a bunch of just junk. We always go to like certain restaurants, like Mama's Cantina in Belltown. I love, so good Mexican food. You know, just do your typical kind of like touristy stuff. You know,
yeah. Pike Market,
yeah,
Pike the original
Market.
Starbucks,
yeah, yeah. I mean, I had the kids with me at the time, so. But if we go to Seattle,
oh, we're going. I haven't been since 2010.
Oh, that long.
I haven't been since like November 2010 when I went to see Guided by Voices, which was, I've seen Guided by Voices two or three times. I think three times. It was phenomenal.
And where did you see them at?
At Candy Shack or the Sugar It's like a big, it's like the Commodore or something.
Yeah.
You're popular, Anita.
I've got many.
It's like the Commodore. It's like a big Commodore size venue.
Now, is it right downtown?
Crazy. It's sort of near the water. It's definitely not the Moore Theater. Yeah, I'm going to look it up. But yeah, Luke Meat was there.
Oh. I vaguely remember a story including involving Luke Meat.
Getting the boot?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think he'd be ashamed to admit that he got the boot.
I swear I had a conversation.
He somehow then made his way back in. But
oh my God, Luke is the best.
Well, he is a complete Guided by Voices
freak.
Yes. And I mean, so am I. So, I mean, you just can't beat their live shows. It's for sure the best live show I've ever seen.
That's funny.
I went, you know, for some reason this struck me as so funny, and I don't know if I can even convey it.
Okay.
But, and I don't think Matt would mind.
Okay.
I went down with Matt, and we got like a, like
this
a
is CITR, CITR DJ Matt.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got like a hot dog at a hot dog stand outside of the venue.
Okay.
And he's like, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, like eat a hot dog. And I was like, we're in Seattle, like, I can't even describe what went through my head, but it was, like, the funniest thing I'd ever heard, like, eating a hot dog, it's not that weird, you know what I mean?
But
like,
he's Australian,
it's not like we're
too.
Going to Brazil and eating some Brazilian food that we'd never seen before. Do you know what I mean?
I do know. Because we have to also tell our listeners, all two of them, that he's Australian.
He's Australian.
Maybe that's part of the...
From the land down under.
Maybe they don't have hot dogs.
And he introduced me to Vegemite.
Ew.
Which is actually, I found that I liked.
Really?
On a bagel.
Yeah.
On a toasted bagel.
Yeah.
Can't beat Vegemite. Have you ever eaten Vegemite? Do you know what it is?
No.
It's probably just like never even entered your vocabulary.
Is this a thing from Seattle specifically?
Did they have it? No. It's from Australia. Oh. And it's... And do they have it in England as well? Not as much. It might be called Marmite in England.
I think you're right.
But it's a spread, a yeasty spread.
I've smelled it and it looks, it's just gross.
It's like a brown spread that you put on crackers or bread. And it's made from yeast. And it has kind of a yucky consistency. It's salty.
Oh my God.
But there are some B vitamins in it. So, you know, it's an acquired taste.
Okay.
But yeah, no, Matt turned me on to all sorts of great Australian music and... But yes.
Sorry, that's my...
Anita's phone goes off incessantly. Who is texting her?
I don't know. Let me just see how many I have. Let's see. Oops. Six new messages. Somebody likes me. Six. This is just a typical hour in my life.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I'm going to be... I don't know. Maybe playing some Depeche Mode, some... Black Celebration or I don't know. I don't predict any love in my any soon future at all.
I refuse to celebrate it.
Yeah.
I just ignore it.
I don't think
usually I'll buy myself some chocolate and eat it all. But I'm working on my thesis.
Yeah.
I think it's just I hate these conflated forced holidays.
I can just, you know what, here's a funny thing. I've been following my horoscope and it tells me that my Valentine's Day is going to be awesome. It's like, you've got love, passion, sex in the stars. And I'm like, I'm kind of thinking I don't. And then it says by the end of the month, it's just going to be all out Roman orgy in my life. But I can't, I'm not feeling any of it.
What horoscope are you reading?
I don't know, but they all say that because apparently... I've got
Venus in your
something in my eighth house. Everything's all lined up in my eighth house of sex, apparently.
Eighth house is more about money.
Well, money and sex, because that's how I roll.
Well, the fifth house is more like fun sex. The eighth house is more like intense pair bonding.
Sex?
I suppose so.
Well, all the stuff I read says it's about sex.
I'm feeling uncomfortable right now.
You brought up Valentine's Day,
my friend.
You did.
I was just trying to make conversation. Why don't we listen to some Pearly Sloan?
Here we go, folks. Oh, but hey, let's also tell our listeners what we heard. We heard some First Base. We heard two songs from one of my most favorite bands right now called First Base. They're out of Toronto. We heard the song Follow Me. And then before that, we heard You've Got a Hold on Me. And then we heard some two more songs from Fashionism. I cannot speak. We heard the song Breaking Out, and then Where Have All the Rock and Roll Girls Gone? Right here.
They're right here. Are you happy? Aren't you so happy? Like, okay. Somebody's phoning calling. The station. Who is it?
I don't know. Okay, let me play another song. So we heard four songs from Hosehead Records, and now we're going to go way back, and we're going to hear some early Sloan. From the Peppermint EP, we're going to hear the song Underwhelmed. So this is CD 2, and my name is Anita B, and I have Sarah and Leonardo in the studio with me here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right, so we have a request. We have a request for some Ghost House. This is for my friend Drew. Now, my friend Drew is leaving. All of our friend Drew, he's our friend to everybody. I can't even speak properly. Okay, so Drew is moving to the island on Friday, and he has requested some Ghost House, and we're all going to miss you, Drew. But really, the island is really not that far away. So I'll be seeing you, I'm sure, soon enough. And let me tell you about this band, Ghost House. They are, it says right here, a meeting of the minds between members of two longtime rival bands, Operation Makeout and the WPP. Now, I know the band WPP just played a show recently. And it says right here, Katie Lappy sings. Really? I did not know that. Okay. So here we are. So this is going to be good. And we're going to hear the song, how about Good Grief? Good Grief sounds good. And we're going to miss you, Drew, my man. So I hope your move on Friday goes well. And thank you for the TV. That was awesome. I'll be moving soon enough, so I'll be needing a TV. And let's hear something from Ghost House here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hey, baby.
All right, folks, It's been hectic. I'm good though. Okay, it's 7:54. In six more minutes, Val comes on with her show, which is Folk Oasis. She's here until 10, and then keep listening from 10 until 11, where we have the awesome Caroline with her show, Sexy in Van City. And I will be back in 2 weeks at 6:30. So 6:30 until 8 is my show. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, where Canadian music is played. It's been crazy. I've had like multiple crazy amounts of texts and notifications and whatnot and people, and my brain might explode. So I sound harried. It's because I am. It's nonstop. I don't know. It's nonstop rock around here. So let's move on. I'm trying to play us something and I have nothing. I have nothing. So let's see. When in doubt, what do I usually play when in doubt? When in doubt, I will play something Canadian. So let's hear When in Doubt. I'm sitting here in front of the computer just at a loss, but that's okay. What do I leave? When in doubt, let's... Hey, baby. There you go. Hey, baby. That's my notification of my phone. That's my Beavis and Butthead going off. I'm sorry. I needed to sort of mute my phone. I didn't think I'd be so popular. So let's hear some Canadian music. Oh, God. From... somebody local. Let's see. Who can I play this music from? I always play the same bands. Oh, I don't know. How about Dead Ghosts? Let's hear some Dead Ghosts. Because why not? Because they're awesome. These guys are amazing. Oh, this song is good. Let's hear the song Can't Get No. Because I can't get no. That's the theme of my Valentine's Day, folks. Ba-dum-bum. Okay, so this is Dead Ghosts. This is a local band. I believe they are a three-piece, if I'm not mistaken. And that is that. I wish you all a horrid Valentine's Day, because if mine is going to suck, I want us all to be in misery. Doesn't that sound like fun? I'm so positive. This is the Dead Ghosts. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine,
cheese, 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 che